درس پنجم
Lesson 5 Personality Assessment Personality assessment is a proficiency in professional psychology that involves the administration, scoring, and interpretation of empirically supported measures of personality traits and styles in order to refine clinical diagnoses, structure and inform psychological interventions, and increase the accuracy of behavioral prediction in a variety of contexts and settings, for example, clinical, forensic, etc. Types of personality assessment. There are two basic types of personality tests, self-report inventories and projective tests. Self-report inventories involve having test takers read questions and then rate how well the question or statement applies to them. One of the most common self-report inventories is the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory, or MMPI. Projective tests involve presenting the test taker with a vague scene, object or scenario, and then asking them to give their interpretation of the test item. One well-known example of a projective test is the Rorschach inkball test. Potential problems with personality testing. Each of these approaches has its own unique set of strengths, weaknesses and limitations. The greatest benefit of self-report inventories is that they can be standardized and use established norms. They are also relatively easy to administer and have much higher reliability and validity than projective tests. One of the biggest disadvantages of self-report inventories is that it is possible for people to engage in deception when answering questions. Even though techniques can be used to detect deception, people can still successfully provide false answers, often in an effort to fake good or appear more socially acceptable and desirable. Another potential problem is that people are not always good at accurately describing their own behavior. People tend to overestimate certain tendencies, especially ones that are viewed as socially desirable, while underestimating other characteristics. This can have a serious impact on the accuracy of a personality test. Self-report personality tests can also be quite long, in some cases taking several hours to complete. Not surprisingly, respondents can quickly become bored and frustrated. When this happens, test takers will often answer questions as quickly as possible, often without even reading the test items. Projective tests are most often used in psychotherapy settings and allow therapists to quickly gather a great deal of information about a client. For example, a therapist can look not only at the client's response to a particular test item, but also can take into account other qualitative information such as the client's tone of voice and body language. All of these can be explored in greater depth as the client progresses through therapy sessions. However, projective tests also have a number of disadvantages and limitations. The first problem lies in the interpretation of the responses. Scoring test items is highly subjective, and different rates might provide entirely different viewpoints of the responses. These tests also tend to lack both reliability and validity. Remember, reliability refers to the consistency of a test, while validity involves whether the test is really measuring what it claims to measure.